Leading the news this morning, US President Barack Obama has launched a new offensive on America's gun culture with a package of strict controls. He's calling for bans on assault weapons and high-capacity ammunition magazines, and he wants broader background checks on gun customers. But he's facing strong opposition by the American firearm lobby and many members of Congress. Islamist militants are said to be holding more than 40 foreigners at a gas field in Algeria. The hostages include American, French, British and Japanese citizens. At least two people have been killed. A helicopter has crashed in central London, killing at least two people and injuring 11. It hit a crane on top of a 50-storey apartment building just south of the Thames River. There was panic on the streets when the helicopter plunged to the ground and exploded. The Prime Minister will visit firefighters in New South Wales today as they continue to battle a huge blaze that's destroyed 40 homes in the northwest of the state. More high temperatures and strong winds are on the way, and severe fire alerts are in place across many parts of the state. Fire warnings are also in place across central Victoria. The Catholic Church has come under renewed criticism for failing to act on allegations of sex abuse by a priest. A report by former federal court judge Anthony Whitlam makes a series of findings about the behaviour of a Catholic archbishop in regional New South Wales who's since died.